I swear, Sharon, what I'm about to say has to stay quiet or else. It's 99.7 DJX. I overheard that statement while I was on a jog last week. And I'm jogging by this guy who's on the phone. He's obviously talking on Bluetooth. And the person he's talking to
is Sharon.
And so I pass him as he is saying, I swear, Sharon, what I'm about to say has to stay quiet or else.
Oh, boy.
And he is adamant. It like I could see it in his face that he means business.
Sure.
And I wanted to just in my brain, I'm like, oh, gosh, what's he about to say? And so
much so you almost stopped and be like, what does Sharon need to keep quiet?
Well, but I did almost go, well, maybe I just need to turn around and circle back and see if I can catch some more of that conversation.
Oh, wow.
Because
will it be obvious if I
do
that, if that I'm trying to listen in?
I mean, because he's probably dialed in on what he's about to tell Sharon and the fact that she's got loose lips and she's going to start blabbing it all over the office.
Or maybe he just told her that and is reiterating, you can't say anything.
What, so if I was to, if we were to finish that sentence.
Oh, now we're going to make up the backstory.
What is the backstory on that? I swear, Sharon, what I'm about to say has to stay quiet or else.
Sharon, you can't tell anybody.
Amy writes, we'll both implode into flames. Okay, maybe.
Okay.
Implode into flames.
That went DEFCON 5
sure.
Real quick.
Jason, very matter of fact, or else someone else will know too.
True. Yes.
I mean, is it scandal? Is it work gossip?
Well, it's obviously something that other people shouldn't know.
For some reason, my head seems to be in the, it's got to be about work. But maybe it's not. Maybe that's his spouse or someone like that, where he's like, hey, this has got to stay quiet. You can't tell your parents.
Oh, wow.
Or something like that.
It could be a secret kid nobody knew about in the family.
Oh, that would be good.
Like they just got the DNA test results back.
They just got the DNA test.
Still have 23andMe around or one of those companies, Ancestry. Well, no, that's not a DNA. Whatever. They just got the DNA, you know, spit test back. And there is a secret relative nobody knew about.
Missy says, but I like to stick my hands in my armpits and smell them.
Mm.
Wait. I swear, Sharon, what I'm about to say has to stay quiet or else.
No.
I like to stick my hands in my armpits and smell them.
I don't think so.
Now, Laura says, or else they will start investigating you, and I don't want to have to deal with my mistakes, but you're my best friend, and I have to tell you everything, so just keep your mouth shut.
Yes. 100%.
Right.
100%.
You put this
on Facebook, didn't you?
Yeah, Vicky said, you yell, I just heard what you said,
yeah.
And keep jogging.
Yep. Oh, wow.
I heard!
Yep. I mean... You, Sharon, and me. Yep.
I don't have a dog in this fight, but can I just know?
I'm in the club.
Can I just know too? Like, I feel like I should have just said, or else what?
Or else you could be in big trouble with federal agents, according to Laura.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Emily is like, hey, I don't know why you didn't just start jogging in place so you could just bring us the rest of the gossip.
Yeah, that's true.
That is very true.
Like, you just had to take a little break. You're checking your watch.
Like, ooh, that was a good interval.
Yeah.
That was a good interval. Mm. I'm going to walk.
I'm going to have to restart my timer.
I'm going to actually walk backwards now because he was walking the opposite direction from which I was jogging.
So if you just do a U-turn.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's going to be obvious.
That would have been obvious.
Mike thinks somebody cheated.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It could be about Karen in accounting. Karen in accounting is up to no good again.
Anyways.
Sharon, I swear.
Do you
what
ever.
I'm about to tell you, you cannot tell anybody.
Have you ever overheard something in public and gone, wow, I wish I could be a fly on the wall and hear the other end of that conversation.
Yeah.
Because that was what happened to me the other day when I was jogging by this guy. And all I hear is, I swear, Sharon, what I'm about to say has to stay quiet or else. And I'm like, or else what?
Well, Sharon did roll in on the comments.
Oh.
On Facebook. She says, that's my name.
Oh.
They will start digging up the garden and find the body. Then what are we going to fertilize our vegetables with?
Oh, I wonder if we found the real Sharon.
Did we find Sharon?
Who was on the other end of that call?
We might have connected more dots than we ever thought. This is great.
All right. Anyways, 502-795-1997. I don't know if you haven't. I overheard this in public story.
Or if you're Sharon and you know the rest of the story.
Yes. Fill us in.
Fill in the blanks.
Fill us in. Because
we're
all
invested.
I have not been able to sleep soundly since then.
Exactly.
I've been racking my brain as to what Sharon knows.
Running rampant with all the possibilities.
And whatever this guy is about to tell her.
Yes.
Or has already told her. Anyways, 502-795-1997.